Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
We haven't had a lot to cheer about this year with the COVID-19, obviously, but something that is happening at Evandale this weekend is certainly going to change that. It is the Veranda Music Festival. And joining me to talk about it is the Veranda Music Festival's coordinator, Jeff McClintock. Jeff, thanks for your time, matey. How are you feeling just a few days out now? Pretty excited?
Oh, absolutely, Rob. Getting really excited. I just had another look at the weather forecast a few minutes ago, and it's looking really, really good. Ticket sales are going well, and yeah, it's just a really good vibe around the village.
This is so unique, isn't it? I mean, I remember speaking to you at the actual launch, and when I heard Veranda Music Festival, I thought of America's South, Deep South, straight away, because you know they do that sort of thing. But look, Evandale, it's got a lot of history, and this is a great thing. Tell us how it came about.
Yeah, well, it really, you mentioned COVID before. It really actually grew out of COVID in a strange way. The pandemic that's, seen the cancellation of so many events actually played a role in the birth of this one, which was that our family and another family in Evandale started playing music on our own verandas during the lockdown period, when the only thing people were allowed to do was go out walking or cycling, and we just wanted to add a bit of cheer in the community, and it was appreciated by passers-by, and we thought at the end of it, we thought, well, hey, why don't we do a whole festival where all the music is played on verandas? So yeah, that's how it came about, and of course Evandale is just full of absolutely gorgeous verandas, and is a very compact, walkable little village, so it's just really the perfect setting for it.
And you've got 24 performers over the 2 days, and they're playing a range of different things, different music blends and instruments for that matter.
Absolutely. We've got a very, very eclectic smorgasbord of music, everything from jazz, folk, blues, funk, soul, classical, instruments ranging from, your normal things like guitars and ukuleles through to not one but two harpists, and we've got the current state champion cornet player for brass music fans as well. So yeah, just a really wide range of music, something to suit all tastes.
Yeah, okay. So 24 of them. So putting the how many verandas are going to be involved in this? Is it 24? So is it different locations, or is it
no? Not quite that many. We are doubling up a little bit with the veranda. So we've got a main stage venue, which is the Uniting Church portico, and we'll have a performance happening there in each session. And then we're using 10 different verandas around the village, each of which will host one performance per day. But it means that at any given time, there'll be four performances happening simultaneously around the village. So the idea is people rock up with their hopefully pre-purchased ticket and grab a wristband and a program, and that includes a map to guide them as they head off around the village to seek out whatever music takes their fancy.
Yeah, I can see a lot of people out there with cameras and just walking around. It's a beautiful, beautiful historic town, as we know, Evandale, and this is just going to add so much excitement and atmosphere to an already great place. So it's going to be great. And look, obviously, support-wise, very, very hard to get sponsors and stuff, but local businesses have jumped on board to help support, as has the Northern Midlands Council and the Northern Midlands Events Association as well.
Absolutely. We're very, very grateful to all of those people and organisations that you mentioned. And as of about lunchtime today, we've also heard that the state government is chipping in as well. So via our local member, Guy Barnett, they're chipping in to help us build up our budget. So we can, pay the professional performers, because that's part of it as well. You know, these performers have been really, really hard hit by the pandemic. They just have been deprived of gigs for months now, and it's one of the reasons we've got such an amazing lineup, because honestly, you know, as soon as I contacted people, they were just about jumping down the phone at me saying, "What, a live audience? Yeah, I'm there." So we've ended up with, yeah, just the most amazing bunch of performers. And, yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be good to be able to provide them with gigs as well.
Yeah, for sure. And if people want more info, it's best to go to the Facebook page, isn't it? Because they can click on that link and get their tickets and session times and all that sort of thing. It's the best way, isn't it, mate, to get them?
Absolutely, yes. It's facebook.com/Veranda Music Festival.
Correct. All one word, even though it's three. They're just crammed together.
That's all right, yeah. Veranda Music Festival.
All right, well, Jeff, thank you. Look, best of luck with it all. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're very busy organising it all. The weather's looking great, and I know a lot of people are talking about it, so it's going to be a very, very unique and interesting sight out there over the weekend. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.
No worries. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.